South African bonds were weaker today with the benchmark R186 bond last bid at 914 from 908 and the R207 at 7.74% from a 7.68 that we saw earlier. But to get the overall picture, we're joined on the line by Jonathan Mason, who's from Granite Asset Management. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. What kind of activity did we see play out in today's bond market?
Hi, good evening. As you mentioned, the market is weaker. Having been closed yesterday and, yes, Treasuries having sold off a little bit over the, yesterday and early part of this morning, pushed the market a bit weaker. And then as we have every Tuesday, the bond auction where the market, the National Treasury offers participants $2.4 billion. Purchased, the demand for that was quite poor if you compare to some of the historical kind of demand that we have on Tuesdays. This was probably one of the worst we've had for a while.
When you look at the emerging markets picture, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we were looking at the Rand and there was a lot of volatility there. Has that picture seemed to improve or does the Rand still concern you when it comes to its performance?
I think the volatility has certainly come down quite a long way. Bonds haven't really taken too much comfort out of that. If you consider the fact that we're probably still quite close to the high levels that we saw on the bonds when the market on the currency sold us quite aggressively. We still think that the Rand is at these levels probably a little bit undervalued, and we should see going forward the bonds benefiting from kind of a reduction in volatility and bit more certainty when it comes to policy as well. I think that's something that will help the bond market as we go forward.
I have to bring this up because we did get that stimulus package come out on Friday from President Cyril Ramaphosa. And comments out of Fitch today was that they don't think that the stimulus package can actually do much. In fact, even indicating that some of the policy measures that are being put on there are basically rehashed from other policy issues that were probably too slow to implement. Does it then bring on the fear that we might start to see the credit rating agencies not believing in our story and, of course, that affecting the currency going forward?
I think Fitch is correct to say that South Africa has had good policy in the past and hasn't implemented them. But I think the point is that the package, if you like, that the president suggested or provided on the information he provided on Friday is just an indication that we continue to work towards implementing the policy. And if the policy is implemented, there will definitely be a growth benefit. So, you know, Fitch is right on the one hand, but if this president can implement, then certainly there's going to be growth benefits. And I think the Rand, the bonds will benefit from more than anything, investor sentiment, which has been very lacking. And I think we're seeing signs of that returning in the market.
All eyes are focusing on the Fed Reserve, and in fact, I've read some articles saying that some investors are pricing in almost 100% chance that we might see a rate increase. Because we're all looking at that, what will be some of the stuff that you'll be keen to listen in on, especially when it comes to perhaps even the pace of increases or even the view on the U.S. economy?
I think it's correct. The market's pricing in probably 100% probability of a rate hike this week and another very high probability of another rate hike in the December meeting. I suppose the same way as we listen to our Reserve Bank when they deliver their statement, we want to see how hawkish it is and how much surprises they come up with. In other words, the market is pricing in probably a full 1% rate hike in the next 12 months in the U.S., does the Fed now come and say, well, you know what, actually things are heating up over and above that where we need to move further than that? I would suggest that this, again, will be continue as it is. The Fed has done a good job in terms of giving us the kind of information that we need in order to assess what they're going to do, and it doesn't look to me like there's anything out there right now that would worry them too much in terms of price. Remember, you spoke about the oil price earlier. The oil price is a function of the strong economic growth in the U.S. partly, and that in itself could actually become a a bit of an impediment in U.S. growth, and the Fed will probably discuss that too in its statement.
That was Granite Asset Management's head of fixed interest, Jonathan Mason.